The Simply Sinatra Christmas concert from the Fort Smith Symphony is sold out, has been for months. But John Jetter is the music director of the Fort Smith Symphony, and he tells me that it's always worth a call just to see if someone can't be there on Saturday, December 1st.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, we're talking about Christmas already. And I believe in late September, our Christmas concert is Saturday, December 1st. I believe in late September, we did sell out for this concert. And yes, we're thinking about, not this year, but potentially adding, you know, a second performance. Before we get to the concert details, please, we are working very hard with our subscribers who can't attend at turning tickets around that get turned in. So if you're interested in attending a concert that is sold out, please call, ask to be on a waiting list. I think there's already a waiting list for this concert, but we're doing a really good job at trying to sneak people in.
Have you had the phenomenon yet where people are outside, you know, with the tickets up in the air as if they might,
I think there has been some scalping, actually. Cool.
Are you serious?
Although people, they haven't gotten bold enough with asking for double for the tickets,
right.
But go ahead. It's a neat problem to have. Our Christmas concert is called a Simply Sinatra Christmas, and our guest artist is Steve Lippia. He is a vocalist, performer, outstanding singer. He is not a Frank Sinatra impersonator. This is not even a Sinatra tribute concert. It's really about Sinatra's music. Steve actually does sound a lot like Sinatra, but it's a neat opportunity to do some of my favorite music and a lot of people's favorite music in symphonic format. We will have the orchestra on stage with a big band kind of in the middle. And we will be performing pieces that Sinatra recorded on all those Christmas albums that he did. So there are many Sinatra mm-hmm. albums, as well as some of the classic Sinatra hits. So we're doing the First Noel, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Let It Snow, White Christmas, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Jingle Bells, the Christmas Waltz, I think, Come Fly With Me, All the Way, Summer Wind, Lady is a Tramp, New York, New York, I've Got You Under My Skin, and Luck Be a Lady. That's at least the plan at this point. And they're full symphonic arrangements. Steve's hugely busy. I mean, it's just amazing. His shows do so well. And he has his original background, I think, is Las Vegas. I think he's still based in Las Vegas. So he's got that flavor to him.
I love the Sinatra and Nelson Riddle albums, the stuff he did with Red Norvo, that classic album that was recorded in Australia. Big band, orchestra, vocalist.
Yes.
It's hard, in my opinion, to really beat this for a live experience.
That's right.
This sort of,
a lot
of powerful stuff.
Exactly. And Steve's a pretty high energy entertainer. And there's kind of a story about this. I hope. And I may have mentioned, I don't know, I've a lot of interviews, I may have even mentioned it, but Steve has been doing the Simply Sinatra concerts with orchestra for a number of years now. And I called his manager a few years ago and said, does Steve do a Christmas show? And his manager was very nice, said, you know, we'd love to do it. We've talked about it, but we've got to get arrangements of these Christmas songs. It's kind of expensive to do it. But, you know, could you call Steve and just try to convince him?
Nudge him.
So I called him and I said, you know, if you were to do – first of all, we'd love to have you. But as synonymous as symphony is with Christmas, I think the general public would be surprised how little music is available to an orchestra at Christmas time. There's a lot of copyrighted stuff that you can't get. A lot of the music that's available is rental only. It's very hard to go out and purchase music for a Christmas program. And you think, well, you know, and a lot of – or a lot of it's just the same stuff. Or if you're not going to do popular Christmas songs, what are your other choices? Well, there's Nutcracker
Messiah,
and the Messiah, and that's, yeah,
there you go.
So as I recall, leaving it with Steve was like, well, yeah, maybe we'll look into it. And then about 2 weeks later, his manager called back very enthusiastically and said, I don't know what you said, but we're on. And we're getting the arrangements made, and we will basically try to accommodate any date you want, because thanks for helping. So that's kind of how it worked out, and I think he's had a lot of success with the show. And for me at Christmas, I find I listen to – I've got some Sinatra albums, and that he's one of my go-to people for the holidays, actually. Just something
absolutely.
About it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people – obviously, based on ticket sales, a lot of people are very enthusiastic about this concert. So – it's Saturday evening, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center. If you would like to attend, call the office and tell them, ask them, how do I get tickets? What's the best game plan? And I think it'll be a really unique evening.
What does it sound like? Let's say you're in the lobby, or you know that foyer area where, before the hall. Can you hear out there? I mean,
no.
Okay. So you can't get
no,
this
that
cheap.
Doesn't work. No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
And you know, maybe this is a concert that we should well, you know, I think originally what was going to happen is we had looked into Steve doing a concert, I think a similar concert the next day, just with the big bands. It was going to be, we were just going to sort of help them do that. It didn't quite work out. But we're all for having, you know, these sort of performances kind of, you know, close by. It kind of helps the performer. But I think this will be really well attended. And I know it's going to be well attended. But if it is sold out, but please call and try to get on a list. And we'll try really hard to get you in.
Do what
we'll
you
sneak
can.
You in somehow.
And you know what? Plan ahead for January 26th. Because there's another concert there.
Yeah,
Irving Kong will be on
there. That's right, January 26th.
So if you don't get to this one,
yeah,
learn your lesson.
And the John Williams concert in April is almost sold out. And where we are is we're at about 91% of the hall just on season tickets. So there aren't a lot of individual tickets for the entire season. And even May, there aren't many seats left. So, yeah, it's a great problem to have. And I would just, you know, obviously people are enthusiastic about it. So I would encourage people to call.
Happy
it's a
holidays.
Great year. Thank you. Happy holidays.